Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. Jay always makes this show go round, so I always like to make sure I begin with the proper credit and gratitude. I am here in Malta, and it is finally feeling like fall. Not like an American fall, because there's no trees here that turn orange or red or yellow. It's just palm trees, pretty much, as far as the eye can see, and desert and cactus. So the old school fall that I grew up with in America does not exist here. But finally, I am feeling the weather chilling out. We've had some rain. It's a big deal because in Malta, the weather, the climate change has been so, it's been affecting us so heavily that it's the worst crop of olive oil we've had in 25 years because of how hot and dry without rain and the winds that came in from the south. So it's been a really dangerous summer and kind of sad in that. I just read that today, and I actually did have olives from my own yard, and I got them pressed last week into oil, and they're delicious, and I'm sad that so few people on the island were able to really be able to harvest, since that's such a Mediterranean staple in our world over here. Anyway, I just wanted you guys to know what it's like, and if you would, go to my Instagram, and you can see my morning sunrise today, Emily A. Francis Books. So Instagram, Emily A. Francis Books. It had this gorgeous sunrise, and I went onto the roof. And this is the last part I'll say before I bring our guest on, but I was looking to the left at the sea, and you couldn't really see the sunrise. But then when I walked to the other side, because there's a huge condo that now blocks my view of all the way across the sea, but when I go past the condo, boom, it's bright orange deliciousness. And if I would have stayed looking at the only one area, I would have missed so much beauty and grace and this multitude of what's possible in our life, this bright light. And I could have missed all of it just because I wasn't willing to open my vision enough or walk far enough to see the whole picture that was accessible to me instead of just what was directly in front of me. So I did a video on it. It's on my Instagram. It's on my Facebook, Emily A. Francis. But go take a look at it, because sometimes I think we need that reminder to look deeper, wider, higher, right to left, up and down, back and front. Don't miss what's available to you because you got stuck in a vision. And that opens it up, because today's guest, I'm really excited to have Scott Grace on my show today, because he's talking about a subject that not enough people talk about. A whole lot of us are thinking about, and I'm praying that we vote to support women's rights in the world, and the men that love us, the men that support us. May the men and the women come together and support a woman's right over their own body. But today we're going opposite. Scott Grace is the author of the book, Mindful Masculinity, a book for men and the women who love them. And God, do we need that right now. Welcome to the show, Scott Grace.
Thank you. Emily, it's a pleasure to be with you.
I'm so happy to have you. And when I saw this subject, I wrote to your publicist saying, absolutely yes. And here's why. Not enough men are talking about the masculinity that could be incredibly special and helpful and beneficial. And instead, when we think of masculinity, especially in the last several years, it's like this tidal wave of shutdown, of lack of emotion, and you got to be tough and shut everything down. And it's costing everybody their life, their livelihood. It's too much. So why did you write this book?
Because everything you just said is an old paradigm that is no longer working, if it ever did. Really, masculine energy without the balance of the feminine side is the cause of warfare, rape, pillage, destruction, and eventual extinction of the earth, unless we become more aware of how masculine and feminine energy blend, harmonize, and support each other, both within an individual and within the relationships that we have as men and women.
I mean, how do we, oh my gosh, I mean, I feel like, you know, we're having this conversation during a massive time in history, massive, the presidential debates and now the presidential voting, and what is happening in our country isn't just affecting our country in the United States. And now the wars that are breaking out all over the world, I fear what is really happening. And I cannot decide if this is going to lead to a huge spiritual awakening or the huge spiritual demise. What do you think?
Oh, a little bit of both. It's not a black and white. There are some people who are going to use crisis and calamity to awaken, to wake up to their hearts and infinite possibilities and the unity of all people. And there are some people who are going to use the adversity on the planet and in their own lives to dig their heels in and find more reasons to feel separate from others, superior. And that's just the way things are. It's a planet where we learn through contrast, and everyone gets to choose their own reality, and people find evidence for things getting better, and people who don't find evidence for things getting worse. And it ain't much different than that first line in that famous book, A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You get to tune in to which radio station you want, WGOD or WFEAR.
I mean, I love that. I mean, it's really true. And, you know, I'm looking through your who you are and where you've come from, and your bio is ridiculously incredible. So before we jump deeper into your book, I would love for you to tell people, to introduce yourself, because I think you would do a better job than I would.
Oh, okay. I've been on the planet for a while. I live in central Mexico. I've done everything. I've been in corporate world. I've been a recording artist. I have poetry books as with spiritual Dr. Seuss. I have a coaching practice. I've been a stand-up comedian that shared the stage with Dana Carvey and Robin Williams. All of my creative expression, four books and the CDs, everything that I've done has been born from one very particular desire, which is to heal myself, to get to know my depth, to learn from my pain, and then pass on my wisdom to others, often in ways that blend entertainment with inspiration. So I've been an entertainer, I've been a somewhat of a teacher and counselor, and my favorite thing to do is be both at the same time.
Wow. You know what? First of all, this is massive. I mean, the fact that you shared the stage with Robin Williams and Dana Carvey, the fact that you opened for Louise Hay, Ram Dass, Dr. Bernie Siegel, who has a show on the station, Byron Katie, Jack Canfield, Deepak Chopra, there's so many more names to it. You know, what you have done is what everybody dreams about doing. Doing something that other people aren't doing and somehow turning it into a life and a living.
Mm. Oh, well, thank you for that reflection. It's nice to hear that.
It's true. I mean, you know, I think about this, actually. If I can take this to myself, I'm here in Malta, and I write books. I still write books. But over here, I don't have a work visa, and I've managed to create an entirely new life for myself and a new name and a new brand. And I interview local farmers and fishermen and chefs, and I'm just totally in the food. And I wound up on a Food Network show in Germany, and they're calling me a food writer. And then I wound up in a documentary series in the UK, and they're also calling me a food writer. And now I've got this really solid niche. But it's easy to do when you're not asking for money. But I keep thinking, like, there's more. I know there's more. But I also know that what I'm trying to do isn't necessarily something other people have done. So you have to figure out where you fit and how to make it work and then make it your own so that you can turn it into a career. And my husband is very, he's the chief technical officer of a high-tech company. So he is not a person that's like a dreamer like me. And so I'll say things like, you know, what can I do? What am I made for? And he's like, there's not a lot of positions that I would be good at, but I know that I would be really good at what I do, which is to be loud and to have insight and to understand anatomy and healing. That's what I wrote all my books about and studied for 20 years. And now I live here, and now I'm learning food. But there is a niche, but it's incredibly difficult to find where that you fit and then make it something. So to speak to you, one of your people on your book, this is what they said about your book, and I think it's one of the most brilliant things. They said, if Dave Chappelle and Eckhart Tolle teamed up to write a book for men, this would be it. And I think that's like such a huge, huge thing to say. But I think that there's a few of us out there that have something unique that needs to be heard and seen and found, and it's really hard to position ourselves that way. So to know that you've done that, I mean, I would love to know at the beginning, did you know where you really wanted to go, or did it go higher than your expectations?
The latter. I'm at a loss for words. That's a tough place to be when you're being interviewed. You know, Emily, I hear in the last few sentences the word incredibly hard. In different ways you've said that. And for me, it's never been hard. It's always been hard work to work on myself, to locate and release beliefs and trauma in the body. But once I take a step forward in my personal growth, then it's like the world comes to me. And so that's always been my formula, to put my growth first and then just be on the lookout for opportunities and where my heart and my joy want to take me to express my gift.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so
you have a few books.
Yes, yes.
You did a Dr. Seuss, a take on Dr. Seuss. I saw this. It was, the places your ego will go. Tell me a little bit about that book.
Well, when my daughter was 2 years old and I finished reading her a Dr. Seuss bedtime story, I couldn't get the doctor out of my head. And there was more of like a spiritual, personal growth message for adults that was coming through me. So I went to the computer, and it began a 10-year experience of scribing. It felt like I was receiving rather than creating wisdom through the humor and rhyming of the Dr. Seuss kind of person. So I don't know if I've really channeled him or whatever. It doesn't matter. But this is entertainment and wisdom in rhyme, and I'd be happy to give you a taste if you'd like.
Please, yes.
Sure. So the first poem is the one that the book is titled from, and it starts out And it's about the ego, but not the ego the way Freud would describe it. It's not about, like, your sense of self. It's about the saboteur, the ego being the part of you that has convinced yourself that life is dangerous, that you're separate from God, that all you are is a body, and that you better freak out and feel guilty in order to survive. And so that's the ego in this poem. And it starts out, the ego will travel with you on this earth and be your companion for worse or worse. It pretends it's your friend, your bestest amigo, and it pours on the guilt. That's the beverage of ego. It's there to protect you, to help you feel strong. So it has to remind you you've done it all wrong. You're weak and you're lazy and you don't have a clue. That's your drill sergeant ego trying to motivate you. Your ego wants you to be all you can be, so it gives you these pep talks all day and for free. Oh, the places you'll go and the guilt trips you'll travel as the ego plays judge and bangs down on its gavel. But you can always get some relief from your pain by projecting it onto the others you'll blame. For that is the ego at its beastiest best. It nurses its grievances close to its chest. Republicans, liberals, your parents, your ex. The world is just teeming with folks to correct. If only these fools could conform to your ways, you could get on with life without further delay. Now, this is a 6-minute poem, so I'll stop there.
I love it.
A little breathing room.
Brilliant. It's very insightful, and I love it. And thank you for stopping right there, because we are very soon to go to a commercial break. Not quite yet, but in the next minute or two, so I wouldn't want to cut you off. So that was very kind of you to take it where you did. But there's so much insight into that, and it is very fitting for where we're at right now. When we do come back from the break, I want to talk about, you have another book, and I'm curious about this book. You have a book called How to Evolve During the Trump Experience, Whether Humanity Joins You or Not. And I never talk politics on here usually, and I don't have anything on my social media, even though I feel so, so strongly about it, that it's almost to the point where I realize I'm not going to change anybody else's mind, but they're not going to change mine. But I at least want to hear some views of why people feel the way that they do. And I'm curious how you came up with this book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's have a conversation after the break about it. But I will say that it is not a political book. It has nothing to do with whether you like Trump or not. It's about how to use the experience, as you use any experience on Earth, to grow, to get to know yourself better, to heal the internal split between your inner world of fear and your inner world of love and trust. And so Trump is just a mirror, and he's just offering some lessons for us, and the book is about how to use him as grist for the mill.
You know, I think that you're probably one of the only people that was able to write a very neutral book and put it into the spiritual context, because I do realize, even for me, I was never that interested or involved in politics until he came. And then it became necessary and important. And now I feel like I've turned into my parents, though exactly opposite. But I feel like my parents, that I'm watching the news or News Nation or different news outlets and comparing them, because it now matters. And it's not that all of a sudden I grew up. I'm almost 50. I'm 50 next month. I've been grown up. But the last 8 years, I have been more involved in politics, especially the last four, ever since 2020, and 2016 to 2020. And we left the country in 2020. I definitely have a different view and insight because we did leave and experience life elsewhere. And it woke me up a lot. But I do feel like there is that reflection in that mirror, and he did come to open a lot of people. We open in different ways. All right, now it's time for a commercial break, but we're on with Scott Grace, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. And even though we are going to talk a little bit about politics, and we're not trying to sway your vote or your conscience or your opinion, so please hear me that I understand and respect that every person has a different value and insight into where they want to see the division in our country. So right now we have Scott Grace on the line, and he did write a book about how to evolve during the Trump experience, whether humanity joins him or not. And Scott, I'm going to let you go a little bit deeper into why this book and your insight with it, because it's pretty marvelous.
Sure. Yeah, the book was written, co-written by me and my altered ego, the spiritual Dr. Seuss. There's a lot of fun in it, a lot of poetry. In fact, on the back of the book, it says, Donald Trump is not a problem to be solved. He's an in-your-face wake-up call, a calling to evolve. As this book assists you to do some inner work, Trump may still be acting like an insensitive jerk, but he won't continue to jerk your chain because you'll have discovered how to remain in your peaceful, powerful, and playful center where love and joy and immigrants can enter. So there is the meat and potatoes of the book, or the olive oil and And, well, I'm just trying to find some Mediterranean diet metaphors for you. But they didn't come easy, so I'll let it go. But the meat and potatoes of the book is the 12 steps, 12 new steps that you take to turn this experience, which you may be considering to be shitty, into fertilizer for your growth and for the evolution of the planet. It's a practical book. It's a fun book. And I was on the speaking circuit at Unity and Religious Science and a variety of places. And when this book came out, I expected to do what I always do, which is talk about the book and the lessons inside. And I was told by every church I went to, no matter how progressive, don't talk about this. And that was interesting. I kind of get it. You know, people have strong feelings, and you don't want to put people up into their heads. And sometimes it's like just saying the T word, you know, or the... just to bring people into conversation about this, people have such rigid opinions, and they do go up into their heads, and that's not my purpose. You know, I'm a unifier. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think it's really hard for people not to get triggered at the mention. And it's interesting because people get triggered because they're ready to die for him. I mean, it really does feel like it's a really interesting way that people respond to him, one way or the other. And I can see why people would say don't talk about it, because even I don't post, and I used to, and people got so nasty. And then I realized at the end of the day, I'm sending in my absentee ballot. I'm doing the best that I can. I now live in another country, and yeah. I am going to do everything I can to support the United States. But I write books, and I write books on joy and love and a lot of things that I just don't want to put my focus there, and I could lose people just because I mention. But at the same time, if you're near me in person, you are going to hear my opinions loud and clear. And so I'm battling with that. Like, why am I so uncomfortable now? I used to not be, but why am I so uncomfortable to put any of that out? And I think it's because people are just so hate and rage-filled that I just have to stop and go, is this worth it at all? You're not going to change anyone.
I hear you, Emily. I'm interested in it because I'm interested in what is in people's hearts that would cause such strong feelings and opinions and allegiance to a man who, you know, I think everyone would agree doesn't have exactly the most bright and shiny and authentic and honest personality. So, you know, it's like, like what's in their hearts, and that's really what prompted the book, is how can I help understand. And I do have some theories that feel really good to talk about because they don't push anyone away. It's like I think we all have the same needs, and there's like a polarity of the ways that we have strategies to meet those needs, and Donald Trump is, I believe, trying to meet a need for people who need safety and believe that going back is the way to create safety because they felt safer in the 1950s. And, you know, but they want safety just as much as anyone else. And then there's the people who want safety and believe that we have to progress and become more unified, not just in our country, but in the world. And that they have a different worldview. And that's why it's so strange to watch these debates, because they don't seem to be talking to each other or listening to each other. They're just stating different worldviews, and they're so different that there's no communication going on.
I agree with that.
You know, one worldview.
I absolutely agree with that.
We're all in this together, and an individual can't win at the expense of the rest of us. And the other one is personal freedom is what makes this country great. And if you start taking it away, you're becoming fascist. So everybody's afraid that the other side is gonna make us be not in control of our lives anymore. And that the world is coming to an end, and one side is going to help get us there faster, and the other is going to save us. Both sides of the polarity feel that way, and both sides are in fear more than vision. I see myself as somebody who stands away from polarity, who doesn't give a rat's ass about my opinion or yours, who stands beyond the idea that there is a right or a wrong, that there is or a good or a bad, that one side is bad and immature and the other is better. You know, like, I don't want to feed that polarity. I want to hear what's in the heart of both sides and get people to start understanding that we're all in this together and everybody wants the best. They just have very different ways of going about it.
So when you have that conversation, what kind of responses are you seeing?
Well, some, you know, it's like what you said. I'm not going to change anybody's mind. Some people are ready for this conversation beyond polarities, and some people are not. And I'm not attached. I try to get into, like, to walk a mile in their shoes. And that is healing enough. If they are curious about my opinion and my frame of reference, I'll give it. But my primary goal when connecting with people who are in the MAGA world is to step into their shoes, to look at life through their eyes. And why does Trump appeal to them? Deep emotional needs are involved in this, not just political opinion.
I love it. We gotta go to a commercial break, but we're gonna pick this up and go right into mindful masculinity. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancesbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis' book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at emilyafrancesbooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I hope that you are taking some wisdom from this conversation and not feeling offended. I hope you're not feeling offended. I think we've both done a really good job playing neutral, coming down the middle, especially Scott. So we have Scott Grace on the line. Scott, where can people buy your books?
Oh, right now it's only on Amazon. Sorry. I just have it on Amazon. And, you know, my website can take you to there. My website is a fun place to start getting to know me. It's scottsongs.com, S-C-O-T-T-S-O-N-G-S.com. And as you scroll down the homepage, it says something about my newest book, and it gives you a sample of the Audible version and the book trailer that came out. So that's a nice place to go. Or you can go to Amazon and just Google the name of the book, Mindful Masculinity, and Scott Grace, my name, and it'll come up. Oh, and I
that's
do want
wonderful.
To suggest that people buy the audio. If you've never done Audible, start with this book, because I read it in such a way that I blend my comic improv talent with the narration of the book, and I also include little clips of my music when the songs that I've written are relevant to the topic, and a three-hour bonus concert at the end. So the Audible is just such a good thing. I love it.
So you live in a semi-retirement community called Namaste Village. Is that real?
Yes. It's in central Mexico, 40 miles south of Guadalajara. We have about 40 adults. Most of them are retired. And then a couple of younger in their 30s, one 8-year-old, one 7-year-old. And a few of us still work. I'm kind of like I work like 20 hours a week, so I call myself semi-retired. But most of the people are older than me and have retired.
How did you even find this place?
Well, like the theme of my life, and I told you this at the beginning, things are not difficult for me. I focus on my inner world, my inner work, and the healing of my beliefs and my heart. And so things come to me. It's very synchronistic. I was told that I had to move from my home in the Bay Area, and I looked at some places, and I realized that the prices after COVID had gone way up, and it was out of my ballpark to live near my daughter in the Bay Area. At the same time, it was like I was getting this very sinking, despairing feeling about having to move somewhere. A friend of mine in the Bay Area had just come back from spending a few weeks at Namaste Village, and he was crowing about it. So I went to their website. I looked at it. I saw some of the videos. I saw that it was started and run by a friend of mine, sort of a friend, like a fellow speaker at different conferences. We had run across each other. He's an author of 22 books, James Twyman. And so I called him up, and I said, hey, tell me more about this. And within a month, I had it there. And I didn't go there to visit. I packed my stuff up and made the jump. And it was the best thing I've ever done. You know, I've taken a lot of leaps, fall flat on my face and regret it and take notes and get humbled. This was one of the leaps that really paid off.
That is amazing. I mean, really amazing. So, I'm just going to have to ask these questions. What kind of stuff do you guys do all day?
Well, backgammon, chess. No, let's see. There's a morning meeting in which James and a few other people and myself will speak about a variety of topics that have to do with spirituality, transformation, the Great Awakening, you know, is a little Course in Miracles mixed in with Buddhism and Hinduism. It's a very interfaith, contemplative community where the thing that we all have in common is a desire to be awake, be conscious, be peaceful and playful. There's a lot of individuality it's not like a code. There's not many rules, you know, like basically basic hygiene rules, and there's no one charismatic leader. So I'm very comfortable here, and I found my place in it. And it's in a town in Mexico called Ajijic. And Ajijic is a pretty small town, but get this. It was visited in the 1920s by the Indian teacher Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote Autobiography of a Yogi. And he said, this is going to become one of the hotspots for human transformation and spiritual growth. And he was right. People flock to this place for the vibration.
That is so awesome. I mean, it makes me, like, I literally just, like, went and looked it up because I have a friend that just, she came flying to my mind that she recently went through a divorce. She's raising her son alone. They're really spiritual and intentional. And I just wrote to her. I was like, you got to look this up. It just makes me think of you. Like, this is, there was a time in Tennessee I went to the farm, if you're familiar with that.
And it's
intentional community.
Yeah.
It's very cool. I spent my 30th birthday there. And I left there thinking, I wanna buy there, I wanna live there, and I never pulled it off, but this seems like a very similar type of environment. The whole intentional community I love. The other part is having people with you as you grow and age, and you're not alone,
yeah.
And you're not alone in some retirement home. You know, instead it just looks like you're, I mean, even in the picture, people are dressed really bright colors. Do you speak Spanish?
I am learning. There's Spanish class here on campus, so to speak. And, of course, there's all the apps. But my favorite way to learn is just to immerse myself in the culture and listen and grope and make mistakes and have fun. This town is a tourist town. So the majority of the Mexicans, especially the ones who own businesses, do speak English.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, English is really, in my mind, the universal language. I mean, it just seems that the more countries I go to, the more people have put in a lot of effort to learn English, unlike us, have not put in a lot of effort to learn other people's languages. Even me here in Malta, the two official languages are English and Maltese. But Maltese is 70% Arabic. And I find myself not wanting to immerse myself in Maltese because it literally does not exist on any other island country in the world. I feel like I should be learning a language that is a little bit more universal. And so that's sort of where I'm at. Now, if you don't mind, let's go into Emily's Energy Corner. Can you stay on the line with us for our last segment?
I would love to, Emily.
Great. All right. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Emily's Energy Corner, which when I speak by myself, it's off the cuff, and we kind of just we play a little bit. But we have Scott Grace on the line, and I don't want to let him go just yet. So it's kind of anything goes, but that's sort of my show. So I don't come into the show with notes anyway, so it's not really different. And I kind of did the Energy Corner in the last segment asking all about Namaste Village. But what I do want to ask is, what made you come up with the title, Mindful Masculinity, and then the subtitle? Did you create those?
I did. And I did it in community. I came up with about 9,000 titles. I spread it throughout my Facebook, and I like the community I live in. I just kept putting it out there. This is the first time I wrote a book, and I just made the whole process available for feedback. And when I came upon Mindful Masculinity, I got chilled. I didn't need any more opinions from others. Like, I knew that was it. The publisher agreed. Wow. And I tried to fish around with the subtitle so that the words toxic masculinity were in the subtitle, like an antidote to toxic masculinity, because I thought that would be a good thing for the search engine, since those words were trending. And he just said, no, Scott, no. You know, trends are going to come and go, but we want this book to be for generations to come. And he came up with a book for men and the women that love them. And it's perfect. It's perfect because it's really more women are reading this than men. And then they're saying to their husbands and boyfriends, you got to read this book. Out of all the reviews on Amazon, I'm seeing that about 80% of them are written by women.
Well, that's not a surprise because a lot of men don't really, one, read extra books, and they definitely don't read books about being men unless they're really open to what the insight might be. I mean, you know, you have people on a spiritual path, they're going to be much more open to this.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But it really is written for my affectionate dear reader, Joe Sixpack. I'm like trying to put all this wisdom into the language that Joe Sixpack wouldn't feel threatened by, and the blending of humor and poetry and just playfulness, and also the intimate details about my story, my masculinity. People really need to hear each other's stories. I think that's a big part of how we heal and help each other, and I dissect myself open. I fillet myself wide open. My strengths, my weaknesses, my mistakes, all of that, addictions, it's all there. And my hope is that people read it and identify and relate and feel safe and enjoy it.
I think it's very valuable. I also just want to remind people that are listening, get it on audio. Let Scott take you through this book. Let him sing and play and open it up a little bit, which is pretty cool. Whoever did the production of the audio had to be, I mean, you really got to run with it doing stuff like that.
Yeah. So what is the healing corner, Emily? Where are we in the healing corner? What's the purpose of this little segment?
Well, so it's Emily's Energy Corner, which basically just means that I talk about anything I want. we just sort of open it up a little bit to the spiritual spaces of things, you know, maybe just a little bit of a wider conscious flow, you know, or that I can ask whatever questions I want that may not be right to the book. Right? So if you have somebody on who is really tight to, this is their first book, and this is everything they want to talk about, in the energy corner, I'm going to ask them completely different things.
All
because,
right.
You know,
well,
sort of off
track. This is
off
the corner
track,
I'd like to hang out with. I love this corner. You go ahead and ask me whatever question pops into your brain, and if you don't complain, I'd like to answer it in rhyme this time, and it'll be
a spontaneous
creation. So let's play.
Okay. Let me think about this, really, because the reason that I jumped at having this book was because I do feel like women are evolving in a really fast pace, and they're opening, but I do feel like we haven't done a good job helping men support women that are evolving. And men, I don't think, are given a lot of space, openness, and grace to do their own evolving. So I'd love to hear your opinion on that.
Sure. Things are a little tougher for men, generally speaking, because they have a taboo against feelings, against vulnerability. And when grief and fear, when sadness and anxiety are not allowed to be talked about and felt, they often turn into anger, bullets and bombs, depression, and severe loneliness. And so the job of the male in today's world is to open up his heart chakra. Women, however, have been able to have more emotional range, and so they can grow faster because we need our emotions to grow. Spiritually. So women have been silenced from the patriarchy. Their power center, the power chakra, and the throat chakra have been shut down for eons. And now, very rapidly, women are opening their throats and their power, and men have to play catch-up. I promised I would answer the question in rhyme, but it felt like a really serious question that I wanted to
No, I loved your answer. Okay, so now I should ask you something a little more fun so you can answer it in rhyme.
Maybe.
Proceed to Namaste Village. Give me something from there.
From Namaste Village?
Yeah.
All right, take three. I live in a place called Namaste, where few people work and everybody play. We play at things all night and all day, and we have a good sleep, and we start again the next day. Now, Namaste Village is more like a camp, so we study spirituality. We think love is the champ. Love is what guides us and makes us breathe our breath. And we here don't really take much belief in death. We're getting old, but we're also getting bold. And we're breaking out of any kind of mold. There are no molds or moldy people here. There's just people learning to choose love over fear. Innocence over guilt. Peace over drama. So we've had to do a lot of inner work and get through our trauma. This is not an easy path, and it's a lifelong but we all are doing our bridges of burning. Burning the old, screwy ways so we can live out the rest of our beautiful days at a place like Namaste Village. I love it.
I love it. All right. It is at the end of the show. Scott Grace, you were wonderful. You guys, go get Mindful Masculinity. Get it on audio and go enjoy it. Scott Grace, I look forward to having you back on the show. Enjoy Mexico. I send you love from the Mediterranean and everybody in between. And for you guys listening, make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.